Many Alaska communities have seen a frustrating rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine as senior citizens contend with awkward computer systems and teachers endure frustrating waits. One bright spot, however, has been in Alaska's tribal healthcare system. Through a partnership with the Trump administration, tribes are treated as sovereign nations and receive their own vaccine shipments. As Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, that's helped get doses to some of the places that need them the most.
In the tiny Yukon River village of Beaver, Rhonda Pitka is first chief, which has not been an easy job during a pandemic of a deadly disease in a place that's 90 river miles from the nearest road and more than 100 miles from the nearest hospital.
It's been really heavy this year.
To protect people from COVID-19, Pitka and other tribal leaders worked with residents to restrict travel and periodically closed offices and the school. Important cultural events like potlatches and an annual Indigenous Language Institute also had to be canceled.
All of the decisions that you've had to make, you know, that have affected people's lives and their livelihoods, having to restrict people where they could go, where they couldn't go, quarantining, all of this stuff has affected every facet of our lives.
Many tough dilemmas in a short period of time and none with easy answers, Pitka says. But finally, in the past month, that changed. For the 60-person village, two vials from drug company Moderna arrived on a chartered plane, enough for 10 vaccinations. And the tribal leaders had a voice in the decision about who would get them.
Just having one thing that we had a modicum of control over has really been empowering, to say the least.
In Alaska, tribal organizations like Pitka's have been a linchpin of the state's vaccine efforts so far, thanks to special sovereign nation shipments set aside for them. They've received a full third of all the doses that have arrived in the state so far. The tribal shipments come on top of Alaska's per capita distribution, much like doses set aside for veterans in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. But it almost didn't happen that way, according to Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer. At the last minute, Zink says she learned the federal government was going to force Alaska to pull the tribal vaccine doses out of its statewide shipment instead of sending a separate tribal supplement.
This was at the 11th hour. It was, you know, just as we were finding out what our numbers were becoming, they had already told most states what they were expecting to get. There's a finite, limited amount of vaccine and resources, and so it impacts everyone.
The Trump administration ultimately reversed itself after hearing from the state and tribal advocates. Now tribal providers are running their own distribution efforts in both urban and rural Alaska with the help of chartered planes, sleds, and even a water taxi. Bob Anders, the administrator of the Alaska Native Medical Center, says tribal providers are clearly best equipped for this task.
The cultural diversity of the tribes in Alaska is probably just as great as, you know, the countries of Europe, if you think about that. And if you look at how the countries of Europe are choosing to allocate their vaccines, it's different in every country because, you know, they have different priority levels and different cultural priorities. And we're seeing that in Alaska.
The special sovereign shipments of vaccine have allowed tribal providers, particularly in rural areas, to expand beyond what's available to many Alaskans on the road system. In Nome, the tribal health organization began vaccinating teachers 2 weeks ago, and it's now injecting people over 50 and even younger if they have pre-existing conditions. In Southwest Alaska, anyone 16 or older who lives in a village is now eligible for vaccination too.
The most important message here is that understanding that not all communities and not all individuals start at the same starting line.
That's Tiffany Zolkoski, an executive at Southwest Alaska's tribal healthcare provider who's also a state representative. She argues there's a sound scientific and medical basis for the expanded vaccine access in rural and indigenous communities. The crowded, multi-generational homes, lack of running water and sewer systems, and distance from advanced medical care that make it harder to keep the disease in check. Alaska Natives account for about twice as many deaths from COVID-19 as their share of the population. Here's Zolkoski again.
If there are multiple factors that make somebody even more prone to have a severe infection and to continue the spread of a deadly disease very rapidly through a community, the response has to be in kind to that. And so that's what we're seeing.
Tribal health leaders say the federal vaccine shipments have the potential to address those inequities, but they add it's too early in the process to make a final judgment. Still, many say they're grateful for what they've received so far. In Beaver, the Yukon River village, Chief Pitka says elders and people with medical conditions got the first doses, but they also set one aside for a person who speaks Gwich'in, an indigenous language with just a few hundred speakers left. Pitka says the whole experience gave her a lift.
It left me with a lot of hope for this year, that things will get better.
Next on Beaver's vaccination list are school staff, the snowplow driver, and the people who operate the village's water and power plants. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Hurst.